know.
I'm sorry.
Gosh.
Relax your body and your voice.
Just relax and let your mind go blank.
Relax.
Hey, relax.
Relax, okay?
Relax.
Maybe I can do something to help you. Relax.
Just relax.
You must relax.
Why are you sitting there resting? Come on, let's go.
Mix Mornings with John and Justin.
Start now.
On Mix 105.1.
611, good morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. The gang is all here this morning, full strength. Myself, John. Justin's over there.
Good morning.
Jackson.
Oh, hello.
Jackson walked in complimenting Justin's shirt, so let's take a look at this sucker, Justin.
It's a nice looking shirt.
I got one of my long sleeve shirts out of the closet today. It was what?
Snap buttons?
Yeah, what's buttons today?
Oh, buttons today.
Very maybe nice. Snaps tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Looks very nice.
But it's yeah, Justin's been, I don't know if you know this, but like my sister all through middle school, he's sitting down, he's really planning out each outfit for the day. Next month.
Well, it's cooler today. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to break this out.
That's a long sleeve t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know what? Smart move, because it was 52 degrees when I was leaving the house this morning.
It was chilly.
It was cold.
It's like, what, a high of 74 today?
Yeah.
You can get away with it. Tomorrow, back up in the 80s. So yeah. Short sleeves will return.
I haven't looked yet at this weekend's forecast, because I don't trust the weekend on like Monday or Tuesday. Go ahead, take a look, because this is the last weekend you'll get to do a pool, like if you want to with the kids, because they all shut down after Labor Day.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
85.
Like it in the 90s.
Hot, though.
Nah, I like
what
it in the 90s.
What are you talking about?
If I'm going to be at the pool,
no
I
one likes
bake.
It in the 90s.
I like it in the 90s if I'm going to be out by the pool.
You're close. Out of your mind.
Jackson's going to be at an RC Willie on Thursday from 4 to 6 o'clock. Is that the one in Orem?
Thursday, 89.
89?
See, that's okay. Too much. And I have a remote, sir.
That sounds terrible. Now.
Yeah. Now you're going to be hot.
Yeah, it'll be hot. But I'll be down in Utah County, so Utah County, let's come over. We'll be hot together, okay?
That's at the RC Willie. Let's talk about the big news of the morning. We have a new text number. And so this is what we're going to do, because it's completely new and we need to do stuff on our end as well. So if you could text us at this number, and we're about to give it to you, give us your name and where you're texting from. If you want to even send us a photo, the new text platform that we're using, we get pictures. So we're pretty stoked about
it. Yeah.
Jackson's running it. So he's going to be able to see it as it comes in this morning. We're still trying to get it on my computer.
Right. And I'm sure a lot of people have it saved.
Right.
You need to update it.
Yes.
Like, say, mixed text.
Because our text number is the same number we give you when there's a competition or like a contest. 844-649-1051. So that is the text number, just like the one what you call when you're trying to be caller 10. So now you can just have it in our phone, in your phone, and you can either push call or you could push text, and it's the same number.
Yeah, it'll be simpler in the long run.
So we know it's going to be like a weird learning curve here for a few days, but man, once it's done, it's going to be really cool for you to just have
it's
one
gonna
number.
It's going to be super convenient.
So
I wonder who's going to be the first one.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know.
Has anybody texted yet?
Not this morning, no.
844-649-1051. Shoot us that text. Give us your number or give us your name. If you want to tell us where you're texting from, if you want to send us a picture, again, that's all possible. And we'll start taking those and putting them in the old system.
I kind of want pictures today since we've never really gotten
them.
You want
pictures as well?
Yeah.
Appropriate or inappropriate?
Whatever you want to send.
Okay, so
whatever,
you're opening
you're
it up
in the mood
to.
For.
Sure.
I don't care. Jackson's the one that looks at
hey,
it.
Hey, it's Tuesday.
Hey,
it's a free-for-all Tuesday is
everybody.
What it is.
It's also National Red Wine Day. So if you're drinking red wine and sending pictures to Jackson, do what you want to do.
At 6:15 in the morning?
I'm not judging.
Okay.
Some people work graveyards, John.
Exactly.
Right.
You're right. You're both right. You have been sending us just the best photos.
I love it.
I know. I'm all hooked on it now.
Yeah. Marie is texting from Midvale. Sent us a great photo. There's like a dinosaur mask as I'm scrolling through here.
There's a lot going on.
Tonka, I think, stole your dog, Justin.
I know.
Pretty sure that's yours. Brayden caught a... Is that a tarantula?
That is nuts.
I told Brayden he needs to bring that to me because I will take care of it, and I love it.
I'm glad it's in a jar.
Tiffany sent us a photo of her cute puppy. Grant works at BMC West in Orem, sent a picture of his work truck. Marissa and Bountiful took a photo this morning. There's Mac. Man, they're coming in so fast. We're going to try our best to respond to each and every one of you for since you took the time to Texas on this new platform.
Yeah, you guys do the show. I'm just going to look at photos all day of these guys.
I know, it's so cool.
Hey, right, I'll type for a showbiz beat. Isn't that what we're doing here?
Okay, you know, we'll have Justin do that. and then we can look at the photos, Jackson.
All right. It's all brought to you by the Toyota dealers of Utah. So The Rock, we always think that he's up to something great. Well, he is.
Yeah.
So there was a guy and his mom and sister had passed away in a car accident, but they were huge fans of The Rock. He sent a video.
For the funeral service?
Sending you much love and strength for you and your family.
No kidding. Oh, that's cool.
Somebody's been taking a page out of the old Taylor Swift book is what he's doing.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. Netflix has 130 million stream subscribers around the world, but 3 million people still get the DVD in the mail.
I didn't know they still did the DVD in the mail.
3 million people, and they all live in the United States of America.
Woo!
Yeah, keeping it real.
Listen, I'm all right with it because I still go get the DVD at Redbox, and Jackson was giving me a hard time about that off air yesterday.
Okay, listen, Oldie. Ugh.
No, there's nothing. That's what Redboxes are there for. You go buy and you get it's cheaper.
It's the same price as renting on Amazon. It's 2 days at Redbox, which you're required to do 2 days now, aren't you?
No.
Okay, well, most people do 2 days or seven.
Uh-huh.
At $2.50 a pop, you can rent for $5 any new release on
Redbox?
Amazon.
Yes. Amazon.
Justin, do you use the Redbox machine?
No, but I just But this morning, this is so random. We just said this. There was a guy. He had a Harley Davidson. He had his coffee. And he was. This is 4 a.m., by the way. He's out there looking at the Redbox at Maverick.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's wrong with this picture?
The third shifter getting off looking for...
Go home, watch a movie.
10 Text says it all. Do you still go to Redbox or do you stream everything?
Goodness.
Yeah, text us right now. 844-649-1051. That's the text number.
So we got the Connors coming up in October. John Goodman now may have spilled the beans on what's going on a little bit.
Okay.
Because as of yet, no one's really addressed what's going on. And he's like, well, Roseanne's dead.
I assume that's what they were
going to
do.
Well, yeah.
It says in the last couple of episodes, Roseanne was dealing with a secret addiction to pain pills.
Right.
And so Roseanne's going to be dead because of that, of an overdose of pain pills.
Oh. Okay.
Got it.
I kind of like that, honestly.
It works in the storyline.
Yeah. Not Ambien. Pain pills.
Not Ambien. Oh, my gosh. How funny would that have been?
Like if the writers would have worked Ambien in there.
Oh, man.
That would have been really funny, right? And Alec Baldwin is going to be playing Bruce Wayne's father, Thomas Wayne, in the new Joker movie, the one starring Joaquin Phoenix.
This cast is amazing. Who else did I see was in it? Robert De Niro?
Yes. What's De Niro going to be doing in it?
I don't know. A mob boss? Maybe Commissioner Gordon? I have no clue.
Man, I'm into the whole thing, though. It's going to be good so far. And I like Joaquin Phoenix, too.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, we're 50-50 right now on those who go to Redbox and those who still stream. So we'll do 10 Text Says It All on that one. I got to say, I think we're still split on the streaming versus Redbox as the text come in to 844-649-1051. Jackson's going through a lot right now, Justin. He's a little overwhelmed, you can tell.
Yeah. He hasn't said a lot this morning.
We've got a lot of text messages coming in, you guys.
Don't make eye contact. Don't bother him right now.
I'm panicking.
To text messages. So you're dealing with this technology. You also switched from an iPhone to a Galaxy yesterday.
Yes.
Which, by sitting next to him in the cubicles... He was flipping out on his phone
How
this morning.
How dare he?
Yeah, I'll explain all that baloney in our podcast later because that's some real baloney. But then I also got a new laptop like a week ago, so I'm going through something.
He's going through a lot. What's bigger news this morning? That Red Bull is going to release its first non-energy drink or Starbucks pumpkin spice latte goes back on sale today?
Yeah, probably the pumpkin spice.
The PSLs?
No, that's not news anymore. We know that they are going to do it around this time every year. Red Bull, however, has never made a non-energy drink.
Red Bull is switching directions with its new line of sodas called Organics. The beverages are not energy drinks, but organic sodas. So,
why? Because they know that the other ones are bad for you?
I know, but I still like them. I like the taste of Red Bull.
Yeah, so do I.
Sometimes I just crave the taste. I don't want the energy. Like, they have, if they had like a decaffeinated Red Bull,
right.
I might drink that as like a soda.
They kind of jack you up, though.
Oh, yeah. One of the flavors is Simply Cola, which has the same amount of caffeine as a typical cola. But the other three, bitter lemon, ginger ale, and tonic water, are completely caffeine-free. And they're saying these are natural flavors from plant extracts, not an energy drink. They're already available in California and Amazon. So you can order them there. But they say as this goes well, we'll be able to buy non-energized Red Bulls.
I bet it's good, though.
Why not, right?
You know why? Because Red Bull, they're pretty good at everything that they do.
Yeah.
You know, they don't put out a bad product, or what things that they put their name on are usually pretty good.
Since that's not around today, though, pumpkin spice lattes for right. all? Yeah, we'll get three of them, of course. Justin, let's do it. The showbiz beat.
You're just trying to soften it up with traffic's bad, and everybody can get a latte. Just try to forget about it, right?
I know that Justin's wife, Lori, today has to commute through pretty much Layton all the way down to Utah County.
Yeah.
And that drive today is terrible.
Oh, great.
I'll give a whole traffic thing after the showbiz beat.
Hey, don't forget, now's the time to apply IFA Step 3 fertilizer for a healthy green lawn. IFA Country Store is helping to grow the things you love. So The Rock, he's always working on something.
Mm-hmm.
The new movie now is Big Trouble in Little China.
The one with, Kurt Russell back in the 80s?
Back from 1986. Yeah. It's a continuation movie.
Now that's like the new thing.
No, I got to watch the first one because I don't really remember what all went on.
So it's called a sequel.
Out.
Yeah.
That's what those are called.
No, it's a continuation.
Here's the difference of them. No, a sequel usually has like the same cast and is close in time.
Right.
A continuation is almost the retelling, but they don't want to do a retelling, so they just put in the future. For example, Jumanji was a continuation story, although really it was a remake in every which way.
I feel like I didn't need that explained to me because I didn't really quite understand. I thought it was just maybe the new fancy word of for sequel.
A continuation is a sequel. A reboot is where you take the movie and reboot
it. He just explained what a continuation was.
I know, but I just feel like that's not correct.
No?
I just feel like John's wrong. That's all.
The Rock will be starring in the sequel to Big Trouble in Little China.
There you go. Just for you, yeah? Jackson.
Sequel. Thank you.
Okay, you got it. So TMZ, apparently they've gotten an interview with Demi Lovato's drug dealer, and he was pretty free to talk.
Yeah, he pretty much admitted to the fact that he sold Demi Lovato bad pills.
Why would you buy?
He's out on the street. There's cameras everywhere. He looks kind of strung out himself. That's just an observation.
No, I say why, and that's exactly why.
He said that he disclosed to her that these were not pharmaceutical. They're aftermarket pills. They're much stronger. She fully understood. It was unfortunate what happened, but for anyone to think that there was any misconception on my behalf, it's absolutely ridiculous. He's like, I sold them, but, you know, she knew what she was getting into.
Right, and he's like, I'm just trying to make a buck.
Yeah, I have the video up at mix1051utah.com. I'm guessing this is an admission of guilt?
Pretty much. Oh. And now we know what he looks like, and so long until they get him arrested,
nobody
right?
Mark from the Advocates was here. I'd ask him about that.
No kidding. Yeah. So Selena Gomez, the most followed person on Instagram, 141 million followers.
Ridiculous.
Wow. Really?
The one post equals $3.5 million in advertising.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
141 million.
$1.3 million in advertising?
3.5.
Oh my gosh. That's obscene. That's crazy. Yeah.
Right? So as I've got 1,000... We'll end on that. You know that we're doing well here with our followers.
Really puts in perspective, doesn't it, Justin?
Yeah, it kind of really does, and that is the showbiz beat.
Oh, man, we're right now a three-way tie for Choose the News. Good morning, John and Justin. Your three stories to pick today are, Justin?
I got a list of the most annoying phrases people use in email.
Jackson?
You're a criminal, Harry.
And I got a you won't believe why this bridezilla called off her wedding. One text for Jackson. Anything Harry Potter? Is it Harry Potter, Jackson? Is it a Harry Potter actual story, or are you just...
You're going to have to find... You're at the text feed to find out.
I think he's like clickbaiting you there.
Lindsay, I need a good story. Stuck in all this traffic. Must be up in Davis County. I'm voting for John's story today. Thanks, Lindsay. I hate summer. Also, I have to vote for the email phrases. I'm assuming there was more of a text chain going on with Olivia about Summer and Jackson. Jackson's been, like, just responding to everyone
today. I've been texting everybody today.
We've barely spoken to him since 6 o'clock on.
I know a few bridezillas. I'd like to hear that story. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
It's Alicia.
What's up, Alicia?
Hey, how's it going? Just calling in to vote for Jackson, as always, even though the bridezilla story sounds cool, but Jackson.
Alicia,
man.
I have a better story, and you're still going for Jackson?
I can't be disloyal.
It's called party loyalty, John. Look it up.
Man.
Thanks, Alicia.
I'm sorry to tell you, you're not going to win the Salt Lake Bees tickets also.
Come on, Jackson. Get those votes.
Got to go with Justin. The other two teases are weak today. That's not really cool.
That's not very nice, buddy.
I don't like that at all. Let's see what ridiculous thing this bridezilla is freaking out over. Bring on John's story. Have a great day. That's Christy in Eagle Mountain. Well, the winner today, with 35% of the vote, is John!
Wow, man, it was close today, though.
Yeah. It was, and you guys all have the text messages as well, so this can be confirmed.
Yeah, I'm looking today. Nowadays, okay. Just keep an eye on things.
There's a woman named Susan. and she recently posted a rant on Facebook that's gone pretty viral. Susan and her fiancé were all set to get married, but they had one problem. Her dream wedding cost about $60,000.
Holy cow.
You see, they only had about $15,000. And she wanted a, quote, extravagant blowout wedding where she could be a Kardashian for a day. So Susan asked all of her friends and family if they would give them cash to help cover the cost.
Okay.
You know, we're seeing this more and more with, like, GoFundMes.
Right, to pay for it.
How much money did Susan ask each guest to bring to the wedding?
$50.
$50. So, hey, $50, no gifts. It'll help cover my dream wedding so I can be a Kardashian
right.
for a day. Jackson, how much do you think she asked for?
I'm going to go extreme here and say about
$500. $500.
Yeah.
You're thinking she was that crazy where she wanted $500.
Well, because I figure, like, out on the East Coast, you just pay for whatever your plate would cost.
Right, exactly.
And I once went to a wedding where it was like $150. So I feel like excessive would be $500.
Oh, she asked for each guest to bring $1,500.
She needed to invite more people and bring down the cost per person then.
Only 8 people sent checks.
Well,
to which I say, you had 8 friends who wrote you a $1,500 check?
Yeah.
No joke.
Susan,
I need better friends.
Yeah, she freaked out and called off the wedding. And according to her Facebook rant, because of how her fiance handled the situation, she just dumped him too. So she's going to go to South America for 2 months to rid herself of toxic energy.
Oh, girlfriend.
Right.
What a mess. This
right.
girl is a mess.
He didn't want to marry her anyway, huh?
No, not at all.
Man.
The other two stories are up online, Mix 105.1 Utah. We also tell the stories on our podcast each and every day. Got a question for the two of you.
Yeah, what's up?
Sure.
Do you think you need to be, you need to disclose if you have someone on speakerphone?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Especially if you're talking to me and you have me on speakerphone, you should tell me that I'm on speakerphone because guess what? It's just going to embarrass you more than me.
We have a coworker who calls almost every single time with speakerphone.
It's embarrassing.
Never discloses. And then sometimes also will not disclose if anyone else is there in the office.
Or in the car.
Uh-huh. Or in the car.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, yes. I think I've been burned by that before.
Have you now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, then you hear somebody else make a comment and you're like, whoa.
Right.
There's somebody
yes.
else on the.
And then you think back and you're like, okay, I'm good. I didn't say anything.
No. Because you're panicked for about 2 seconds going like, holy cow, I did not know somebody else was on the line.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's not fair, actually.
I want to do just a quick, 10 text says it all. Should you have to disclose if you have someone on speaker, or should you always talk on the phone as if you are on speaker and anyone's in the room?
No. I'm not going to change my life because you decided to put me on speaker.
Just going to start asking the question, am I on speaker?
Yeah, no. That's how you start
okay,
every conversation.
Okay, so you know what Jackson did? Oh, Jackson's in the back. Sorry.
Bring it, trash monster. Say something.
The text short code is 844. 649-1051. We want to hear from you. 10 texts says it all. Leave the room and then answer it. Do not be on speaker. Speaker's for when you're driving only. Let's see. When you have something private to say, also, I'm sorry, that thing split up too much. I can't read that one. This one depends on who you're talking to. If they have huge anxiety, then yes. If there's someone who doesn't care what people think of them, don't tell them. That's from Crystal. For example, if Jackson's calling in, you don't have to tell him he's on speaker because he's going to say the same exact thing no matter what's around.
That's
and
true.
Say it loudly.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. There's a clear sound difference when people put you on speaker. However, if they fail to disclose, then you are the subject to whatever embarrassment.
See, that's the problem. The quality's getting better on these phones. Before, it was blatant.
Also, in the car, you don't know sometimes. You know you're on speaker.
But you don't know if there's anyone else.
Yes, and that's
yeah.
the problem.
Well, the way speaker works, here's how speakerphone works. You say, hey, you're on speaker.
Yep.
I'm with John Watkins and Justin Taylor.
Yes.
Say hi.
Hey, guys.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
But apparently there are some monsters that trap people on purpose.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She says, I always put my boy. There's a text message that we got. They didn't put their name in it, but she says, I put my boyfriend on speaker all the time. He hates it.
Stop talking, huh?
Absolutely. You should disclose. Personally, I can't stand people who talk on speaker. Is it really that hard to hold your phone to your ear? No one wants to hear your conversations. Oh, that's the other thing. When you just have someone like, I had someone on an airplane once on speaker next to me before takeoff.
Like, serious?
I'm like, it's cool, man. I don't need to be hearing this conversation.
No.
I got my own checklist I'm trying to go through right now. It's insane. One final time, Justin, let's do the showbiz beat.
So John Goodman was just in an interview, and he might have let the cat out of the bag on what they had planned for the Roseanne character in the upcoming show The Conners, which airs in October.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, Roseanne's dead. I don't know at the end of that. I guess she had a secret addiction to prescription pills.
Did you finish the
show? I did, and I don't. Now I kind of want to watch the last couple episodes to see if maybe she was sneaking away and taking some pills. Because I can't remember now.
The last three episodes were her hiding pills in the household and taking them.
Okay.
And they tried to steal them all, and she ended up having a second supply. Like, that was a big story arc.
And say what you want about Roseanne. That show really had its finger on the pulse with, like, middle America.
Right. Yeah. And so that's how she's going to die.
Yep.
And so we're going to, she's going to have an overdose. So that'll be coming up in October. So a lot of people are probably going to check that first couple episodes out anyway, I'm sure.
You know, I read the interview with John Goodman, and he talked about how he got sent into some pretty deep depression when he found out that this show was canceled.
Right.
Because things were going so well, the cast was back together, he was really riding a high, and he battles with depression.
And they were having a great time.
But I get this. I mean, even though it wasn't, you know, his fault, whenever a show is canceled, and this is from someone who's been in radio and I know the feeling,
right.
Like, you do it, you take it personally.
Yeah, and so is it going to be the same? Probably not, but at least he'll probably ride to this next season because everybody's be curious to see what it's going to be. Ariana Grande played in a pretty small, intimate show for about 1,600 fans in Los Angeles on Saturday night, and it was so informal that one of the people in the crowd, they weren't ready to record yet, so she stopped the song and started over just so the fan could record the moment.
If you're someone else in the crowd, are you okay with that? Are you like, really?
Oh, I love that sort of thing.
So it's like you just enjoying the show.
Yeah.
When, Jackson's not ready to record yet. She stops the song, starts over. Are you ready? Okay, good.
Oh, I love it. I think that's hilarious.
You know why? Because she knows that it's going to go on the social media as soon as that girl walks out of there. You know, all good things. Alec Baldwin is going to be Bruce Wayne's father, Thomas Wayne, in the new Joker movie, which... I like what they're doing here. They're building a great cast. Now, they better have a good story to back this up because, I mean, Joaquin Phoenix, Robert De Niro, Alec Baldwin now. I mean, this is stacking up to be something pretty cool.
Thomas Wayne taking his wife and his small kid down the dark alley away from the safety of the lights.
You think that's what's happening?
That's what he did.
So that's what's going to go on?
Thomas Wayne was a terrible father. There, I said it.
They can't make him a terrible father.
He was just a rich dude, man. He lets his butler raise the kids.
It's never
it
home.
Is what it is.
Right. He was off on business all the time. All right, guys, that is the showbiz beat.
All right, thank you, Justin. Yesterday, Liam kicked off his flag football league.
How'd it go?
Turns out that I probably needed to spend more time having him watch football.
some studying.
Yeah, Sunday afternoons, you guys will be watching football together then.
I was texting Jen during practice, like, we need to watch some football so he knows what's going on. Like, he was too busy doing his Fortnite dances to worry about pulling a flag, man.
I get it.
Speaking of football, you know, the seasons have begun. You got, like, college football that just kicked off. I have not been asked to join this year's Fantasy Football League. Is that not happening, or was I kicked out?
We must have been kicked out because I had heard there was going to be one.
So you weren't asked either?
No.
Oh, okay. Jackson, were you?
I never get asked.
No, you were never.
You know why? Because I don't like sports football.
Okay. It turns out that if you don't get that coveted first pick in your fantasy football draft, don't worry. That you want the eighth pick. That's the best spot to be in fantasy football with snake drafts.
You and I have both learned that auto pick works just fine.
That's what I do every single time. I don't win.
Do you win? Okay, well, that was going to be my
question. I don't come in last place. I come in right in the middle, right behind the payout, so I get nothing, which is the worst place to be. I told you about the story of the bride who wanted $1,500 from each of her wedding guests.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's another story. A 19-year-old woman named Irene, and her father is a... someone who has a lot of money in Russia.
Okay.
Who's worth about $3.5 billion.
Ooh, yeah,
and in January of last year, she got married. The wedding cost $4.5 million. They paid for Mariah Carey and Elton John to be there.
Holy cow.
But Irene admitted that she only had that high budget wedding as part of a scheme to make her ex jealous.
Yes, yes, yes. If it's a revenge story, I am so on board. That's amazing.
That's a lot of money for revenge.
It worked. She just ended things with her husband, and she's back with her ex.
No! Yeah. Honey, buddy, you don't slide back.
Are you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah. It's the only reason I like you, actually.
I got two today that are really good.
Okay.
I don't know. Should I do both of them or should I save one for the podcast?
Save one for the podcast.
All right. I will save one for the podcast. If you want to download our podcast, text that word podcast to 844-649-1051. Here's the other amazing fact. Coffee beans aren't actually beans at all. They're just a seed that one day people started calling beans for marketing.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Looks like a bean.
Looks like a bean. No, it's just a seed.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. Hey, Jackson. Want to stop pounding away over there?
I'm typing on normal.
Go back and listen to this audio.
No. I listen.
Because it's like this.
Homie, I am typing at a regular volume.
I don't know what you're...
These are just good mics finally.
It's like, God.
Oh, you're the worst.
Hey, Podcast Extra Time. This is for you, our podcast listeners. Our way of saying thank you. We just do a whole other show just for you, including I got to start with my second amazing fact of the day.
Can
yeah.
I give it?
HBO passed on The Walking Dead because they felt like the show was too violent.
HBO?
HBO. Game of Thrones.
So maybe they saw that violence is actually a pretty successful thing. After seeing the success of The Walking Dead, and that's why they picked up Game of Thrones.
Wasn't Game of Thrones on before Walking Dead?
No, Walking Dead was on way before Game of Thrones.
Was it really?
I'm going to go ahead and double check,
but
I'm pretty sure.
Why don't you Google that here before you start throwing around knowledge you don't even know, man.
Game of Thrones release.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you can hear me click clack, John. John has been giving me crap about typing into my computer all day long.
Listen, we have these new microphones that are really good in the studio, but the problem is like... They're like, they pick up anything. There it is. You can hear Jackson typing. And Jackson just goes and plugs away on that keyboard during the show. Clackety clack, clack, clack,
clack, clack. All right. Walking Dead came out October 31st of 2010.
Uh-huh.
And Game of Thrones didn't come out until November of 2011.
Okay. It was close, but.
So eat it. Eat it. Eat it.
All right. Let's get to these stories that did not win on Choose the News. We were close. It was almost a three-way tie today. So who wants to go first?
I'm going to go ahead and let Justin go first.
Okay, yeah, I got mine pulled up. So there was a list out of the most annoying phrases that people use in emails. Oh. And I always love these lists because we've got a guy in the office that uses every single one all the time.
Every single one.
His whole vocabulary is made up of just phrases.
Yeah.
Not sure if you saw my last email.
Oh, see, that's just passive aggressive.
Oh, right? That's all you're saying with that is, I know you saw my last email. Yeah. I'm sick of reminding you about this. Get it done.
Sure about per our conversation. It. Nobody says per other except for.
I say it in emails. Per our conversation, here is.
Please advise.
These are all just ways to tell your coworkers to. Go away, or some other bad words.
Really?
Bad words that you can't say in an office setting. Yeah.
Jackson,
if I say,
as previously stated.
Yes.
No.
See,
oh,
that's a way of saying
one.
F off, basically.
We had a old boss who used to type in caps.
Yes.
And he didn't. It wasn't because he was making a point. He just would forget that his caps were on.
Right.
And like his emails came off. Terrible.
So rude.
Yeah,
oh, you would be like
rude and loud, and you're like, man.
Yeah, and your blood would boil after
that's
reading.
So
these
funny.
Emails. Yeah.
Another one was as discussed, and then reattaching for your convenience.
Again, those are all ways of just saying go to H.
Right.
H E double hockey sticks.
There is a guy in our building who uses all of those, and in meetings we'll use like the. Hey, let's table this conversation.
Yeah.
You put a pin in it?
Yeah, you and I can catch offline later.
Guys, we can go big or we can go home.
Let's circle the wagon.
Right.
Oh, man.
You know what? And next, when we do circle the wagon, I really want to think outside the box.
And I'll tell you, when I first came to this company and he was using all these, I'm like, oh, these are really cool terms.
Right.
And then I realized, wow, no, these are terrible
those
terms.
Those are lame.
Yeah, this
there's
is
a reason you
lame.
Don't hear them.
Yeah, completely. All right, Jackson, what's your story?
All right, my story comes to us from Wisconsin. Gal was leading police officers on a high-speed chase. Really, really booking it, trying to get away from the cops. The officers finally were able to disable the vehicle and walked up to her, and she asked to see their identification. The police officers told her, no, you show us your identification.
Yep.
And that's when she took off, because the police wouldn't show her the identification. Now, the reason that all of this happened, the reason she was fleeing, the reason she wanted to see their ID, is because she believed that the police officers were witches and warlocks.
Stop it.
She thought that she was being chased by malevolent wizards and that they wanted to do her harm.
Oh, no.
And that's why she was bailing, and that's why she wanted to make sure that they were actually cops. Officers arrested the woman, and apparently they just shipped her off to Azkaban.
Brought it back. You proud of that?
I am. Dude, I'm so proud of it.
Really,
you know why? Because everyone was calling me clickbait, but I still brought it back to Harry Potter.
Justin left. Justin.
We got a text for the kid with a mouse on a string, and I was too busy looking at that.
Wait. Oh my God, that's a squirrel.
Oh, it's a squirrel on
Sugar
a string.
Sugar
glider? I have no
idea. We got a new text system today.
And so I was more into that than...
That's a sugar glider. Oh, they're cute.
Huh.
All right, Jared T. from Payson.
Hey, a new survey found people without kids can get ready for work in 22 minutes, but having a kid will bump your time to 45 minutes. We don't have this problem because we're gone when the kids wake up.
Isn't it great?
Oh, yeah. Although when I try to complain about like afternoons with the kids, Jen's like, come here one morning, and then let's talk.
No, because the days we're off...
Oh,
it's chaos in the house.
Yeah.
But the kids are usually off, too. It's like Memorial Day or Labor Day or whatever.
That's true. Other things that take longer with a kid, packing for a trip.
Uh-huh.
Cleaning the house. Shopping for clothes. Going to the grocery store.
Yes, pretty much everything.
We do, I don't know, Justin's heard me complain about this for years. We do everything as a family, like when it comes to like shopping.
Right.
Like, it won't just be like, hey, will you just swing on by? It's like we go as a clan.
All four of you.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm just
like. Why do you do that to yourself?
I don't know. It's just something we do. And sometimes I'm like, is it necessary for us to be all together? Like we could divide and conquer instead of the way we do things.
Right.
Yeah. Spotify has put out a list of the most streamed songs of summer.
Okay.
And I'm not shocked about this song, although we didn't play it on our station, but still. Kiki,
do you love me? Yeah, Kiki. Say you never
ever leave from beside me. Cause I
want you. This was the song, right?
Right.
Yeah. Drake, In My Feelings. Completely. Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams at number 2. An extension. XXXtension.
Oh, that's the guy that got shot, right?
Is that who it is?
He got shot and killed at a performance.
Oh, that's right. Number 3.
He got Selena'd, is what we call that.
Yeah.
He got shot and killed in his prime.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 songs or Drake songs.
No, of course he had a big year.
Yeah.
His Scorpion album, by the way, fantastic. I know we don't play much of it on mix, all I do is sit at my house, and I'm either listening to a podcast or I'm listening to Scorpion doing my cross-stitching.
I thought it was always the...
Stop it.
Sometimes I just want
to... Oh, he loves it. John loves me.
I just want to beat him so much.
You guys, John wants to convince you that he doesn't love me, but he loves me. It's fine. It's fine. It'll be great when I finally steal his wife away.
ABC claims that IBM recently patented a drone that can deliver coffee.
Oh, yes.
The new drone will include a device that determines when people are in need of caffeine.
Yes.
By tracking your energy, your blood pressure, and your pupil size.
Oh, I don't like that.
So the computer will know when it's time for you for more caffeine, and a drone will just all of a sudden show up with coffee in its robotic arms for you.
I can go for this.
Are we okay with this?
I don't know, but it's going to happen, isn't it?
I'd be okay with this if it was like for snacks. A snack drone?
Oh, yeah, like a low blood sugar drone?
Yeah.
If you've got like a diabetic parent who can't really like take care of themselves or something,
no,
that
I'm talking
would be
like
great.
For me when I'm hangry.
Oh, just when you're cranky.
Yeah,
sure.
Or you
exactly.
look like you need a beer.
Yeah, right.
You know what? You know what, bud? You look like you've had a rough day. Just the drone shows up.
Yeah, my blood pressure's just super high. They're like, hey, chill out. Everything's going to be fine.
Beer drone.
Or like, and it just starts playing some like John Mellencamp for you. And just like really chill out.
This drone gets me.
Yeah.
We'll be sitting in a meeting. A drone will go through the window and just like show up.
Wait, listen, if they were delivering to this office, there would be an army of drones anytime we had a meeting. They're very stressful. Did you, Have you ever told the story about the diabetes dog at the airport?
The one that I was petting?
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever told that story.
I don't know if you've told the story to the podcast. It's one of my favorites.
It was actually, it wasn't at the airport. It was here.
Oh, in this building?
Yeah, it was exactly 1 year ago. I had just finished the suicide broadcast.
Okay.
Because my schedule was off. And then I had this interview to do. And this person brought in their dog. And I was like, oh, what a cute dog. May I pet her? And they're like, yeah. And like the dog was like jumping up on me. And I was like, oh, the dog loves me so much. And like I kind of pushed the dog down. And the dog would jump right back on me. And I'm like, ah, look at this wrestle over here. And the person's like, no, I have diabetes. My dog actually can sense when someone has low glycemic levels and are going to pass out. My dog is very worried about you right now.
So that dog also needs to get trained to call a drone and to bring you a glass of orange juice.
Know,
that would be a really, really good setup.
Or if it showed up with a beer, that wouldn't be a bad thing either.
Not a bad
All right, I wanted to bring up, because we didn't talk about it a lot during the show, you and your Galaxy phone.
Okay, yes. So I am super over Apple, by the way.
Yes.
I can't handle them. I'm just done with all the stupid software updates. Every minute it feels like there's a new one. Their stupid phones don't come with enough storage so that every time there's a new update, I run out of storage.
Right.
It just was becoming too cumbersome, and it was not worth the amount of money that I was paying them for a new phone.
Yes.
So my phone finally just fried, and like you guys couldn't even call me from the studio when we were doing Jacks on the Street.
It was getting ridiculous.
It's bad. So I bit the bullet, went and got a new phone, but I decided to get the Galaxy instead. First of all, Apple is holding my number hostage.
Wait, are they really?
Wait, cell phone companies don't.
No, it's not the cell phone company. It's Apple. So here's the thing. When you have an iPhone, you know you get like the iMessages, right?
Yeah.
So everyone that has an iPhone will message you through the iMessage. When you're not using an iPhone anymore, you don't get iMessages. But Apple still has your phone registered in the iMessage system. So when you guys try to text me, I won't get your text messages because it keeps getting sent as an iMessage. What I have to do is call Apple's customer service and have them remove my number, and that could take up to 45 days. So they're holding me hostage. If anyone with an Apple phone tries to text me, I might not get their message. So
that's insane.
That's messed up, first of all. And second of all, I have gotten nothing but a string of complaints from my friends that I am giving them the green text bubble now. Because when you text, when you're not an Apple user and you text an Apple phone, your message shows up as green, and man, they hate it.
Do they really?
Yeah. It's a big deal in, like, apparently my circle of friends. They all freak out about it. So I'm going through a lot with this phone.
Yeah, you seem it's more difficult than you were expecting.
Yeah, because all I thought, I knew I was going to have to download all my apps again and sign into everything again, which, fine, whatever.
Right.
But the fact that I can't text my friends or they can't text me is a real issue.
Isn't that terrible?
It is terrible.
Yeah, because I've been thinking about switching from iPhone over to Galaxy, but now that I hear this, I'm like, I'll let Jackson figure it all out, and then I'll...
Yeah. Well, now that I know, I will tell you to unregister your phone number. They say if you unregister your phone number 2 weeks beforehand, the switch will be really easy. You'll still get text messages, but you won't be iMessaging from your phone.
Come on, really?
Yeah, so it's like a really easy transition. Also, I learned how to transfer my contacts in a breeze, so I'll help you with that.
Okay, good.
Man, I am becoming a smartphone expert, having switched.
You could be able to work as a genius at the Genius Bar.
Not anymore, because I don't have an Apple.
All right, thanks for listening to our podcast. Go back, listen to other episodes. Oh, I wanted to bring up, if you don't mind, we'd really appreciate it if you leave us a review. That would be that would help us immensely. Just something quickly, like, you know, 5 stars, love the show. It doesn't have to take a long time. I know.
And we love you for it.
Yeah. All right, we're heading on out of here. Justin, final thoughts?
Yes, make sure you make mental note today that we have a new text line number, because we've been having a lot of fun with it today.
Yeah, and that number is 844-649-1051. Jackson?
I've got a new episode of my podcast up. My podcast is called Get Yourself Together. It's a mental health advice therapy podcast, and we're talking about the benefits of pet ownership.
Bye-bye.